Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I want to get at this audio. I met Nathan Bullen, Titus Bullen, and two of the Albert boys out on the street in Brookfield, Missouri. When I was out street preaching, they came walking up to me. And we had a 40-minute session where we covered a lot of topics. There's a lot of lies being told by LFCF and Mark Bullen. There's a lot of disinformation. And I want to go through, bump through this audio, line by line, minute by minute, and cover and go over what was said, and to clearly explain why I have this large testing on Living Faith Christian Fellowship, why I oppose Mark Bullen, why we could never unite to them, why Nathan Bullen lied when he said my testing is full of slander and he couldn't show me one area where I've lied and slandered. Everyone, virtually almost everyone I've met from LFCF have been truth twisters, liars, disingenuous, and I've met over 10 people from LFCF. So I just want to prove to you again, go through this audio line by line and cover it for the glory of God so the truth be made known. So let's get right at that, shall we? Let's go to the first section of audio.
I like what they think.
Yeah?
It's a warm day to be out, isn't it?
It's always a good day to be out proclaiming the word of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, I've been wanting to meet. I've wanted to be off for quite a while.
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm Nathan Bullen.
You're Nathan Bullen?
Yes.
Didn't recognize you.
Well, I don't know if you remember.
I've seen your pictures.
Yeah, probably have been.
I'm Jim. That's my wife, Debbie.
Okay.
Yep, we're in town. We're rolling through. We'd like to stop and preach the gospel every town we're at. Well, you know all about me. You ought to look up the testing I have on your body.
Yep, I see.
So let's stop right there. So Nathan says, yep, he knows all about me. So LFCF, Mark Bullen, Jesse Hare, Jeff Wallace when he was there before he left to become a sister body, which they say he's not a sister body. That's another whole confusing mess. About 8 men from LFCF know about this testing over almost 3 years now. They've never once refuted it, shown me any lies or errors. It's been emailed to Mark Bullen. I've asked them to test it. Give it to me in writing like their contract. We'll cover that later. Nobody's ever approached this testing and refuted it biblically. And this shows why I have so many errors with Mark Bullen, Living Faith Christian Fellowship, the biblical testing. You can find it on my website, DontParish.com. Look on the Unbiblical Teachers blog, or just Google Mark Bullen, Living Faith Christian Fellowship, and look for my testing of Mark. It comes up all over. So Nathan admitted, yeah, I know all about the testing. He's never given an answer, and it gets a lot worse. Let's go from there. Not no more. I retired, gave that up, do this full-time and travel and street preach, make disciples, call people to repentance. Tribulation's coming. People better get ready.
Right.
Time is short.
Yep.
Time to stop playing Sunday church and start living for Christ biblically. That's the problem I have against your systems. So right there, let me cover that. So Mark Bullen is a program man. Program, program, program. You got to be in the program. Sunday program, sitting under a bishop, ritual program. That's not what God has ordained, okay? God ordained biblical people to come together and gather, to sing, to pray, to teach, to edify, to prepare men and prepare saints for ministry. It's not what's happening in Mark Bullen. Mark Bullen is running a Christian cult with his contract, with his program for salvation, with his lording over bishop as the chairman of the board. I cover that all in my testing. That's a big problem I have with them. That's why we could never unite to them. Dead, man-made, false traditions that Jesus said makes your worship of God void in Mark 7. Let's go on.
My testing shows that. And you're nice and you're being gracious, but I talked to a young man. You know Samuel, don't you?
Yeah.
What's his last name? Would you want to share that? Huh? He's Albert, okay. Yeah, I saw it. Go to my testing, my website, and look up my post for today. I post every day.
Okay.
You'll hear an audio of me talking to Samuel.
Okay.
It's a long audio. I'm making an audio right now. I always record in public. It's safe to do that, and it's legal to do that.
Absolutely, I do. We do that.
I never record secret phone calls or anything, but public preaching, because I get accused of saying a lot of things I never said.
Yeah, right. That's the way.
So Jesus said, be wise as a serpent. But you'll listen to an audio I made of Samuel. In the beginning, I didn't play the whole audio. I asked him if he knew about you guys. How long has Samuel been going to your body?
Honestly, don't know. About a long time.
time. Well, I saw the fruit once again of your religious system, and you can listen to the audio. Samuel seemed like a very nice man. He saw the gospel signs on our van. That's our camper van. We travel and camp in our van. And we started talking, and I said, do you belong to a body? And he started stumbling, and he said, well, we kind of gathered with some people. And I said, well, who is that? I said, are you an Anabaptist? Are you Mennonite? Well, no, no. Well, I said, do you know about Mark Bullen, the Living Faith Christian Fellowship? You know what his answer was to me, Nathan? He said, well, I know a little about Mark Bullen. I've heard of him. And then I said, well, do you attend there? Have you gone there? I've been there a couple times. Does that sound truthful to you?
No. Okay, so right there, Nathan admits, yep, Samuel Albert's lied. And this is the fruit of Mark Mullen's body. They raise up a young man that is so happy to be united to him that he won't even openly confess. Let his yea be yea and his nay be nay. That he goes and is united to Mark Mullen, goes to LFCF and is united to Mark Mullen. The fruit of Mark Mullen is a liar. Mark's a liar himself. Nathan's a liar. I'm going to prove that. Samuel's a liar. Jeff Wallace was a liar. Doesn't look good for them, does it? Let's keep going.
Let me share something with you. He needs a loving rebuke. I gave it to him. I don't know if you guys could give it to him because you guys have more sin than that. But I gave him a loving rebuke and told him that Revelation 22 says liars will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Proverbs 6, you know, a lot of religious bodies are against homosexuals. They're against abortion. They're against the Muslims. They're against drunkenness. I'm against all that too. But they forget in Proverbs 6, seven that God hates. Not one of those made the list.
Yeah, and that's a problem with Mark Bullen. Mark Bullen is the master of pride because he says he's the chairman of the board of Christ's body. I have that right on audio in him saying it. He says he built the body of Christ. In his writings, he says you must have a bishop over you to make it to heaven. He says you must be in a program like his to make it to heaven. Prideful, arrogant man. Called me all kinds of names in email, even when I went to him privately. Prideful, arrogant man. God hates pride. He needs to repent. Mark Bullen, you need to repent. Let's keep going.
What makes the list several times? Lying lips. Unjust measures. And I've got a problem with that with your father. He's told untruths about me, lies. And I see the fruit of it. I saw it in Jeremy Slatton when he was with us for a season. I saw his fruit. I saw Randall's fruit. I've been watching. I see Jeff Wallace's fruit these days. Now, I know he parted from you guys. He says you're still his sister body. Then he's
okay, so did you hear that? So Jeff Wallace, one of the engineers of their contract, I guess he was the first guy that signed it, he leaves Mark Bullen's mysteriously. No one will say why. Okay? And then he goes off and says he's starting a sister body. He told me in email he's starting a sister body to LFCF. And his son, his family has fallen into worldliness, carnality. His son wants to be on American Idol. They're worldly, they're carnal, country music, beer drinking and God, all this stuff. Jeff Wallace and his family are on the wrong path to eternal life. And I warned Mark Bullen about that about 8 years ago, and him and Jeff Wallace both laughed at me. But here you go. You heard Nathan Bullen say, they're not our sister body. So who's telling the truth? Is Jeff Wallace lying? Is Nathan Bullen lying? Is Mark Bullen lying? Because Mark Bullen is still promoting Apprehending Truth, publishing right on his website as Jeff Wallace walks around in massive amounts of sin in his family. Do you see why we couldn't unite with LFCF? And Nathan Bullen admits, no, they're not a sister body. Why won't Mark Bullen rebuke Jeff Wallace publicly, take down his connections to him from his website? Hypocrisy and sin. That's what I'm exposing here. Because I love them and I want them to repent. Let's keep going.
He's lying too. So this is, once again, all I see coming out of your body, and again, you're being very gracious, all I see coming out of your body is not only the false gospel that I see being preached, and a church system that is really just a modified evangelical system. That's all it is. You guys didn't go back to the first century. You took it up from about where the Anabaptists started. Then your dad's an ex-Baptist, and you kind of just went from there. So that's the odds that I have, is you haven't gone back to the first century. You don't dress biblical. Your women do. You guys don't dress biblical. In that, you're hypocrites. Women don't. If the women walked around like you, You wouldn't stand for it. Your father wouldn't stand for it.
No. Yeah, so this is a big issue. Mark Bullen likes to say his women could walk into the first century and be biblical, and he's probably correct. They do dress biblical. I don't like that they have a uniform. Everybody has to wear the same thing. I don't see that in God's word. But his men dress like independent Baptists, tucked in shirts, suspenders, little trim beards. A lot of them don't even wear a beard. There's been all types of men that wear cologne and perfume and pride and vanity, tight pants. How is it the women got to cover up their private parts, but Nathan and Mark Bullen and all the other men, Jesse Hare, get to show off their private parts? Hypocrisy. I have teachings on that. God put mankind in tunic-like robe garments, and they're walking around showing themselves off, sinful and wicked. Let's keep going. They won't give an answer for that, by the way, but let's keep going.
Nope. But yet in Genesis 3, do you know the story of Genesis 3 when Adam and Eve fell into sin? What did God put mankind in?
Animal skin.
And what's the Hebrew word for the animal skin? It means a tunic.
Okay.
It's a long robe, like, I believe I'm trying to replicate it here.
Okay.
I'm far from perfect, but I believe I'm trying to do that.
I appreciate you trying.
Now, if my wife was dressed like you guys, would you say I have my house in order? Your house isn't in order because you're supposed to.
So do you see what hypocrites they are? My wife dresses in a long dress and a head covering, but if I put her in pants like them, that's inappropriate, but they can show their bodies off. Total, total hypocrisy. And the reason Mark Bullen is doing this is, one, they all have pride and vanity. Two, he wants to appeal to Mennonites and Baptists and keep the same dress code so they can walk right in. Yeah, and feel comfortable. Mark is known for picking off people from the Mennonites. That's when he left the Mennonites. He took some families with him. That's who he's kowtowing to. Let's keep going.
You're supposed to be the example unto your wife and to your body. So your dad is following an abrogated system of evangelicalism, Anabaptism. We agree with him on some things. He's got it right with the Mennonites and divorce and remarriage. I have divorce in my past long before Christ. The Bible says all things are made new.
Amen.
Okay, so he's got that right, and I appreciate it.
And by the way, I have an email from Mark Bullen many years ago when him and I were communicating. I'm going to be posting it. Mark Bullen knew that I was divorced before Christ. He had agreed and admitted, yep, that's all forgiven and gone. Do you know I have an email from Mark Bullen when he got angry at me for calling out his sin, his lording over bishop role, his ritual Baptist-like body? I have an email from Mark Bullen where he says, where's your first wife? Where's your grandchildren and children? This man is wicked. Mark Bullen is wicked because he will reach into your pre-Christ past, pull up your sin, and he'll beat you with it, all to make himself look good. I do not want to be in his shoes when he stands before a holy God, lest he repent. And that's what I'm calling him to do publicly before I could ever have a meeting with Mark Bullen. I'll meet with the other men besides Nathan and Jesse. Any of the other men I'll meet with besides Nathan, Jesse, or Mark, they've all lied and they won't publicly repent. Let's keep going.
Appreciate that. But there's so many other things he's got wrong. The lone bishop model. Again, if you've read my testing, it's all on there. And that's why we love you guys. I say it over and over again. I told Samuel yesterday, we love you guys. We could never unite with you. Because the Bible says in Romans 16:17, to not unite with those who teach doctrine that's not sound and are causing division. Paul doesn't say, go to conferences with them, go find wives there. Paul says, avoid them. Mark them and avoid them. But yet you guys will still unite with Mennonites. You'll have weddings. The Mennonites will show up. Uncovered women will be praying. I brought that up to Samuel. This is all unacceptable before a holy God. I saw a video of your dad overseeing a wedding, doing prayer, and there was Mennonite women there, which he doesn't agree with, so he's united. And we saw lots of women with their heads uncovered praying in the body, in the visitors and such. Yeah. So this is unacceptable.
So yeah, actually right at Nathan's own wedding, there's women in the seats during his wedding, Mark Bullen officiating in his reverend-like black suit. He loves the preeminence like a John 3 Diotrephes. There's women uncovered and they're praying at a wedding. So there you bring in all types of people because it's just for a wedding. It was Nathan's own wedding. You can see the video on Mark Bullen's website. It also uncovers the hypocrisy, which we'll get into later. Nathan's wife says she'll follow him wherever he goes. Mark Bullen harbors Pauline Slatton because she doesn't want to leave LFCF when Jeremy Slatton, who she just recommitted to, and Mark oversaw the recommitting of their marriage. Jeremy Slatton wanted to leave, and I'm not united to Jeremy Slatton today. Jeremy Slatton wanted to leave and go somewhere else, go off on his own, like Mark did many years ago. And do you know, Mark Bullen and Pauline both said no, and he's not with his wife today. Mark steals the authority of husbands, and the hypocrisy can be shown in Nathan's video, wedding video. His wife will go anywhere with him, but Mark Bullen, he has the authority to steal a husband's authority over his wife. Wicked and sinful hypocrites. We want them to repent. Let's keep going.
Well, do you know the story of John the Baptist? How did he die? Why?
Because he told the man that it wasn't lawful for him to have his brother Philip's wife.
And why was it unlawful for him to have his brother Philip's wife?
Because of the arrangement as to how he got her. I mean, that's just, it was unlawful.
No, that's not true.
I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for.
That's not true. He was married to his brother's wife.
Right.
Under Torah law, that was sin.
Right.
And if his brother had died and was childless, then he could take his wife, his brother's wife as his wife. But if he had children, or if she had children, which she did, and his brother was apparently still alive because history, not the Bible, says she put him away. There's another reason why it was sinful. You, in the Old Testament, were allowed to divorce your wife. Your wife couldn't put you away. They had a little bit of a different system. But the reason John the Baptist spoke out, it wasn't divorce and remarriage. It was, he was married to his brother's wife. Now, that's a side point. The reason I bring that up, you guys might look at me as a radical, troublemaker, divisive. You can do that. John the Baptist, who did Jesus say was the greatest?
Let me stop right there. So Mark Bullen will call me radical. I'm dividing. I'm tearing people down. But yet, he can't use truth to say what I'm saying is wrong. He can't open the Bible and prove me wrong. He has not gone to my testing. All he's done is lied, slandered, and tried to intimidate me, which that's not going to work because I've got the truth of God's word on my side. So Mark Bullen needs to stand down, repent of his public sin and slander. Then we could all sit down and have a meeting and get to the truth of these things. But you know, no meeting's going to happen. You know why? None of them will meet without the lording over diatrophies Bullen, Bishop Bullen there. Huh. Really? That's interesting. So none of these men are willing to sit and refute this testing. I find that interesting. I guess it really is a cult led by Mark Bullen. Let's keep going.
What did John the Baptist do? He sacrificed his life and spoke about one sin. It cost him his life. And you men all look at John the Baptist and go, he was the greatest. What a great man of God. He stood for the things of God. Yet I find it interesting, when a lowly me, I'm no John the Baptist, but when I stand for what I believe is the truth of God, I'm called a radical, I'm called divisive, I'm called, your dad called me crazy, your dad called me a hippie. Hear me out. Your dad called me a hippie. He told me I hate authority. He told me I've never done anything for the...
Yeah, let me stop right there. I want to finish this first part one under 20 minutes. So yeah, Mark Bullen's called me all those things. He also called me an idiot and a pervert when I asked him privately about some matters between some LFCF children that an eyewitness came out and told me, yeah, this happens there, touching, inappropriate where the kids are alone. Also another situation between an older boy and a younger girl that I'm not going to talk about. I privately brought that to Mark Bullen after I went to the man, and then I went to Mark Bullen. On the internet, or excuse me, via email privately, Mark Bullen called me a tabloid, pervert, idiot. And I have that email right on the testing to show what a vile man he really is. I'm going to finish up right here. This is part one, then we'll get going at part two. Stay tuned.